Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm very glad that you are joining us for another time of study from the truth of the eternal God. We're studying about this gift of miracles. We've been discussing from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 about spiritual gifts. And we've discussed a number of the spiritual gifts that God gives to his people to use for the glory of God. Remember, these spiritual gifts are for the glory of God, not for the glory of any person or the magnifying of any person, but rather that God might be glorified, exalted, and lifted up. And thus he gave this gift to Moses and to Aaron to use them to his honor, his glory, and his praise. And last time in our broadcast, I ran a little over, and so we didn't get to finish because I wasn't watching my time like I should have, and we ended in Exodus chapter 7. And verse 21, concerning the river of the Nile River there in Egypt, that the water had been turned into blood by the power of God. We read in Exodus chapter 7 and verse 20, Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And the fish that was in the river died, and the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink of the water of the river, and there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. And thus we see the water was turned into blood, and the people couldn't drink of it. But that wasn't all. Notice verse 22, and the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments. Here again, beloved, I want you to notice, Satan and his power is able to perform miracles to some extent as God allows. And notice, with their enchantments. Enchantments and sorceries are of Satan. They're not of God. And so these men who were called the wise men of Egypt, as we saw previously, they were able to, verse 11 of Exodus 7, then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. These were working the works of Satan because it was from Satan. They did not know the Lord God. They did not believe in the Lord God. And so it was from the enemy that we see they were able to perform miracles to some extent. And thus Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not allow the children of Israel to go. And thus, again, we see that the Lord spake to Moses, Go unto Pharaoh, and say unto him, Exodus chapter 8, verse 1, Thus saith the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me. And if they refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all the borders with frogs. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, and into the house of thy servants, and upon thy people, and into thine ovens, and into thy kneading troughs. All of their food would be contaminated by the frogs, and the frogs shall come up both on thee, and upon thy people, and upon thy servants. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying to Aaron, stretch forth thine hand with thy rod over the streams, and over the rivers, and over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt. And so in verse 6 of Exodus chapter 8, Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. But notice, again, the enemy, Satan, does the same thing through those men under his control, and the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me. Now Pharaoh saw his magicians do the same, but it didn't ask the magicians to take away the frogs, because Moses and Aaron were the ones who caused the frogs to come up first. And so he's beginning to realize that these men have supernatural power about them to bring about these things, and so he calls for them to come to see if they can take away the frogs. Entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, glory over me, when shall I entreat for thee and for thy servants and for thy people to destroy the frogs from thee and thy houses, that they may remain in the river only? And Pharaoh chooses to have one more night with the frogs. And he said, tomorrow. And he said, be it according to thy word, that thou mayest know that there is none like unto the Lord our God. He said, okay, be it according to your word. It'll not be tonight. You'll spend another night with the frogs. But tomorrow the frogs will die. And verse 11, and the frogs shall depart from thee, and from thy houses, and from thy servants, and from thy people. They shall remain in the river only. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried unto the Lord because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, and out of the villages, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together upon heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart, and hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. And thus we see again the miracle of the frogs, and how that they covered the land, and they were contaminating their food, they were in their beds, they were everywhere. And so the wise men, or the sorcerers of Pharaoh, were able to perform the same miracles. They only made things worse. They didn't help the situation. They just made things worse by bringing up more frogs. And only Moses and Almighty God could cause them to die. And thus we see that the land was polluted by the frogs. But does Pharaoh let them go? No, his heart is hardened, and he will not let them go, because they have been building their treasure cities, and they have been their slaves for many, many years. And so he's not going to let them go. And yet God is being glorified through all of this, for God's mighty miracles of power are being shown and manifested. And so, once again, we see that God speaks to Moses. And Moses and Aaron went out, and The heart of Pharaoh was hardened, verse 15, and verse 16, the Lord said unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, Stretch out thy rod, and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod, and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt, and the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. Now we see that they were not able to do so. They were not able to cause the dust to turn into lice. They were not able to give life to the dust as God enabled Aaron to do through the miracle that God performed through Aaron. The magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there was lice, there were lice upon man and upon beast. Then the magicians said unto Pharaoh, This is the finger of God. They realized then that they were limited in their powers, that Satan's power was limited, and they were not able to perform this miracle of turning the dust into living little insects of lice. They were not able to do that. And thus we see they said, This is the finger of God. This is something that we're not able to perform. We're not able to do this. This is a miracle, a wonder of the God of Moses and Aaron. We cannot do this. But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. Because God is going to show His mighty power to the land of Egypt, and that He and He alone is God. Satan has a certain degree of power, but he is limited. Beloved, Almighty God is almighty. He is able to do miracles and wonders that are beyond human understanding or human ability to explain away. And so these men who were under the power of Satan, who no doubt worshiped the devil and drew their power from demonic activity, they said, This is God's hand. We're not able to do this. And so, beloved, they warned Pharaoh, but he would not listen. Till next time, goodbye.